Jo-san.
Good morning.
It's good to be with you this morning.
很开心今天和大家一起.
Great job, worship team. Thank you so much for
多谢赞美小组,
leading us.
多谢你带领我们敬拜.
My name is Pastor Andy. I'm one of the pastors here.
这位是安国灵牧师, 是我们的牧师.
And it's great to have you here today.
今天早上很高兴大家在这里.
If you are new, we take sermon notes. It's an opportunity to learn, but also to follow the sermon and to apply it to our life this week.
如果你是新来的话，想大家知道我们是有讲道笔记的，给大家可以跟住。
And we do have kids church or a kids program upstairs. If you want to join them, you can.
我们也是有儿童节目的，在楼上，如果你需要的话，可以去上面。
Or you can listen to the message today.
也可以去听我们今天所讲的信息。
Do you remember the first time you touched a hot stove?
大家记不记得你第一次几时曾经是摸过一个发热的炉头呢？
The first time I touched a hot stove, I was 6 years of age.
我当年就是六岁。
And it was because my mom was making her world-famous popcorn on a stove.
因为我妈妈就做泡谷，但当时是用一个铁铸锅来煮的。
She would use fresh kernels.
那就拿一些新鲜的粟米啦。
Sometimes she would mix the butter and the salt and vinegar or like salt in the pot beforehand. It's world famous.
加上这些牛油啊，其他的调味料啊，真的很好吃的。
And as a six-year-old, I was so excited to get my mom's world-famous popcorn that I asked my mom, can I watch the popcorn pop in the popcorn bowl?
我当年六岁啦，当然好兴奋，等阿妈妈做这个嘅泡谷啦，所以我就问妈妈，我可唔可以咧喺度帮手睇住？
And to my shock and surprise, the kernels were coming out of the pop or out of the pot.
咁你见到啲泡谷咧爆起嗰时咧，就噼里啪啦咁涌出嚟啦。
So in reaction, as a six-year-old, I grabbed the pot. And I put it on the counter because I didn't want to lose my mom's famous popcorn.
作为一个六岁的细路，你点救呢铺呢煲爆谷咧？你攞两只手去揸住个煲，搬过去隔篱。
And in the moment, I'm like, yes, more popcorn for me.
嗰一刻我系冇谂到，净系谂到要食爆谷。
And then my hands start to tingle.
但系我成只手都辣到。
You know how they start to tingle when they burn, but then it feels like there's pins and needles.
大家可能都试过灼伤嘅经验啊，只手好似有只金质一样。
I'm looking at my hands, saying, "Why are my hands pins and needles right now?"
咁我先谂，点解我只手好似有针吉咁嘅？
And then just a raging burn sensation came over me.
突然间就好痛啊！
Anyone know what that feels like?
有冇人明白呢个感受咧？
We've all touched a hot stove or hot wood or a hot pot.
系咪咧？
And we learn never to do that again, do we?
经过咁样之后，就学识咗以后都唔好再咁做。
We learn that we shouldn't touch a hot pot because it's going to hurt us.
我哋学识到咧，唔好掂呢个热嘅煲，因为会伤害我哋。
And I learned a valuable lesson: never touch a hot pot with my bare hands, especially when it's my mom's famous popcorn.
呢个我学习到嘅咧，就系就算我妈整几好食嘅泡糕咧，我都唔可以攞只手白手咁样去摸呢个铁铸锅。
But sometimes we do this in our relationships.
有时候我哋都会将呢个咁嘅反应摆喺我哋关系里边。
Sometimes we do this with God.
亦都甚至会对神咁样做。
Sometimes we do this with life.
有啲时候面对生命亦都系咁样。
We experience pain like unmet needs or broken dreams.
有时候我哋经历到一啲不被满足嘅需要，同埋一啲破碎嘅梦想。
A broken heart or unresolved conflict.
我哋一啲嘅心碎，一啲冇办法化解嘅冲突。
Disappointment or fear.
令到我哋好，令一啲嘅恐惧，一啲嘅失望。
And when we experience this type of pain, we want to disengage.
当我哋咧遇到呢一种咁样嘅伤害，呢种咁嘅痛苦嘅时候咧，我哋第一个感觉就系要脱离。
We want to overprotect or we want to isolate.
我哋想要保护我哋自己，我哋想要脱离。
And we build walls around our lives.
因为咁样嘅缘故，就喺我哋生命四周筑起呢啲高墙。
Relational walls.
关系嘅墙。
Personal walls,
个人生命的墙,
and even spiritual walls with God,
甚至系同神关系里边属灵嘅墙。
And it's natural for us to do this because we want to protect ourselves from pain.
我哋好自然咁做，因为我哋想保护自己免受痛苦。
Today, I want to encourage you that we are in week three of a sermon series called Raised for Life.
今日想同大家讲，我哋系第三周嘅讲道题目叫做复活。
And our sermon series is not just a message; it's a practical exercise of experiencing healing and freedom in Christ Jesus.
其实讲道唔系纯粹听一篇嘅道理，而系一啲可以实在我哋去实践，以至到我哋可以经历到自由同释放。
2 weeks ago, we talked about being stuck in our ways, our selfishness and brokenness.
早兩個禮拜，我哋講到我哋點樣卡住咗喺我哋自己個人嘅破碎同埋自私之中。
And when we're stuck in our brokenness, we don't reach our full potential in Christ.
如果我哋塞住咗喺我哋自己嘅生命裏邊嘅時候，我哋就冇辦法活出一個整全嘅生命。
We have to become unstuck in our ways.
我哋必須要咧係去跨過呢啲關卡。
But if we do stay stuck in our ways, we naturally create negative hurts, hang-ups, and habits.
當我哋卡住咗我哋生命卡住嘅時候咧，我哋好自然就產生咗一啲唔好嘅habits, 即是習慣,
and if that continues unchecked, we build walls up in our life.
如果我哋唔留意我哋產生咗呢啲咁嘅習慣同思想負面嘅思想嘅時候咧，我哋就會開始喺生命裏邊起牆。
Consider this coffee cup your life.
咁諗下呢杯咖啡係你嘅生命。
This represents your passions, your abilities, your skill sets, your bank account, your good looks.
代表你一切所有嘅嘢，你嘅熱誠、你嘅夢想、你嘅才能，甚至你嘅銀行户口。
But if we don't realize that we put up walls around our potential,
但如果我哋冇留意到嘅時候咧，原來發覺我哋已經將一啲牆起咗喺我哋身邊。
We actually block out what God wants to do in and through our lives.
我哋冇辦法係做出神要我哋喺生命裏邊成就嘅事。
This is why, as you see in your sermon notes, that the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead is the same Spirit that raises us from the dead.
在经文里面呢，我们看得到呢，这个使基督从死里复活的大能的圣灵呢，其实同样都住在我们里面的。
So that we can tear down the walls and live in full potential of who Jesus is for our lives.
这个的大能可以使我们呢，破开这些墙，以致到我们活出这个基督整全的生命。
And friends, this takes faith.
这个我们需要有信心。
Supernatural faith.
一个从神而来超然的信心。
You see, if our lives are not motivated by faith,
因为如果我们的生命不是被信心驱动,
that Jesus loves us, he created us, and to reach our full potential,
因为神这个信心就是告诉我们神爱我们, 主耶稣拯救我们,
then we're motivated by fear.
如果我哋唔系咁样被信心驱动，就系被恐惧驱动。
And this puts walls around who we are in Christ Jesus.
将一啲嘅高墙建筑喺我哋生命隔篱。
Even as followers of Jesus, yes, we can even put up our own walls.
就算我哋作为基督嘅跟随者，有时我哋都会系建筑呢啲嘅高墙。
One of Jesus' best friends was John.
主耶稣其中一个好朋友就系约翰。
And this is how he says it when we build up walls in our own faith, our own lives as followers of Jesus.
他这样说，他说如果我们在我们生命里面建筑高墙的时候，他这样说。
He says, Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test these spirits to see whether they are from God.
他说，亲爱的弟兄啊，一切的灵，你们不可都信，总要试验那些灵是出于神的不是。
Now, John is talking to followers of Jesus here, not secular culture.
约翰呢度嘅对象咧系基督徒，唔系一啲未信主嘅人。
He's talking to followers of Jesus in local church contexts.
就系对嗰啲喺当地教会嘅基督跟随者说话。
That we need to understand that walls that come in our lives is like spirits.
咁佢想我哋明白到咧呢啲嘅高墙咧，其实好似一啲嘅灵。
So let me unpack this really quickly with you.
让我再同大家解释一下。
Do not believe every spirit means believe to have thoughts, feelings, or emotions that.Lead us to fear and puts up walls in our lives.
佢呢个经文话一切嘅灵你不可都信，就系话当你有一啲嘅意念令到你系去惧怕嘅时候咧，你令到你举起啲高墙嘅时候咧，你唔好相信。
The spirits in this context is fear or lies or distorting God's truth.
呢个嘅所谓嘅灵咧喺呢度嘅意思即系话一啲嘅谎话，一啲嘅令你唔相信神嘅意念。
And as we're going to understand today, sometimes we see our lens of life through fear, not faith.
好老实讲，我哋好多时候睇我哋嘅生命咧，我哋系透过呢一个恐惧嘅滤镜，而唔系透过神嘅滤镜。
And so here are three things we say to ourselves, or what fear says to us.
呢个咧，以下咧有三个我哋常常对自己讲，或者系恐惧，因为恐惧而我哋咁样讲。
That builds walls around who we are.
使我哋喺我哋生命里边建筑高
墙。The first one is we say to ourselves, "I'm the victim."
第一个说话就系我系受害者。
This means that we say to ourselves, when walls come in our lives, this is not my fault.
咁嘅意思即系话咧，如果我生命里边发生又有呢啲高墙嘅时候咧，唔系我嘅问题，我都系受害者啫。
And The Bible calls this hard hearts.
这个圣经所讲就是硬心。
We could put up walls in our minds, our hearts, our souls.
我们将这些高墙放在我们的思想、我们的心灵里面。
And we create our own stories or stories around our own hurt or walls.
然后我们自己制造一些故事，就好像一个借口一样。
It's me saying, this is not my fault where this wall's around my potential. It is God's fault, or it's my son's fault. It's not his fault.
为什么我要建这些高墙去保护我自己呢？不是我的错来的，这不是我的错。
It's my circumstances, or my past, or my parents. Fill in the blank.
其他的原因，总之就是其他的原因，可能是环境，可能是我的父母累到我这样。
An example of this is your boss giving you a promotion at work.
再举一个例子啦，就系譬如你嘅boss咧，俾一个嘅工，一个嘅升升，升升，project，project，right？project，yes，project，俾一个嘅project你做啦。升升，升升。
You just get a promotion, whatever. You have a promotion at work.
咁啊，你就升咗职啦，有嘢要做啦。
And you're so excited because your pay is going up.
咁你知道你又会加薪啦。
Your influence increases.
你嘅影响力又会加深。
And you are so excited for this new promotion.
你对于你呢一个嘅新嘅职位咧，非常之兴奋。
But long down the way, you realize that this promotion is a lot more work than you expected.
但系发觉咧，原来升咗职之后咧，你要做嘅嘢咧系越嚟越多嘅。
You get overwhelmed.
你就发觉我实在冇办法面对啦，好压力大。
Frustrated.
好颓丧。
You start to look at your boss saying, "Boss, this is a job for 2-3 people, not one."
你同你老细讲，你话哇，你俾我呢个新嘅职位，其实应该两三个人嚟做噶噃。
And you tell yourself a story about how bad your boss is.
跟住就开始咧，就话，唉，我个老细真系衰。
But sometimes we do this with God too.
我哋有时都会咁对神，系咪？
God, why is this happening to me?
问神点解会咁样发生噶？
Why am I sick?
为什么我会病的?
Why are my friends not following Jesus?
为什么我朋友不认识你?
Why do my kids walk away from the Lord?
为什么我的儿女是离开神啊?
And these are important stories that some things happen, but we use a victim mentality and we say, this is not my fault.
这些都是重要的事，都是在我们生命里面发生，但是我们其实面对它的方式就是说，我是一个受害者。
And sometimes we can see our boss or even God as unfair or unjust.
我们有时就会觉得我们的老细，即是说我们的神，就是他是不公平的。
But is that the truth?
但是这个是不是事实呢?
You see, the truth is God does care.
但是其实事实就是神关心你。
God is just.
他是公义的。
God is more than fair to you.
神对你是公平的。
Because of what he has done on the cross.
因为他在十架上面所做的,
He's reconciled you and me to Christ.
他将你和我藉着基督复活,
and he bridges the path to tear down walls 以致, so we can reach our full potential in Christ even in the midst of brokenness.
因为基督的缘故,
now, I want to encourage you today that sometimes things are out of our control.
想鼓励大家，有啲时候生命里边真系有啲事唔系我哋可以控制得到。
Maybe you've had someone take your wallet.
或者有啲人攞咗你嘅银包啦。
Or you're a Canucks fan.
或者你系一个家人队嘅球迷啦。
And it's natural to put up walls because of human brokenness.
我哋好容易因为人嘅破碎，就喺我哋生命之间起咗高墙。
But a victim mentality means that we are not owning our part.
但是我们有一个，如果有一个受害者的想法的时候呢，我们就是会推卸所有责任。
And if we leave that unchecked, we see that wall number two is I am not the villain.
而如果我们不留意到我们有第一面墙的时候呢，很容易就有第二面墙了。
We tend to villainize our boss.
我就会觉得我自己不是坏人，人家是坏人。
My boss is overworking me.
我老细很衰啦。
I'm now underpaid.
要给少钱我啦。
And we tell ourselves a story. We want to quit, or we tell other people in our work that the boss is really unfair.
跟住开始就想唔做啦，跟住咧又同隔篱啲人讲话我老细好衰啦。
Pastor Paul doesn't say that about me.
嗱，蔡全道咧就冇话我系唔好嘅。
But when these things happen, we tend to tell ourselves a story that this is the other person's fault.
因为当呢啲事发生嘅时候咧，我哋就会倾向话别呢个系别人嘅责任。
A classic villain story is a story of siblings.
这个推卸责任的故事最经典就是兄弟姊妹之间。
Do you have a sibling today?
这里我问有兄弟姊妹啊?
Yeah.
有。
It happens in every home, but it's like when my kids get in trouble, it's the other person's fault, not their fault.
每一个家庭可能都见过的了，特别是我的细路啦，当佢哋做错嘢之后咧，佢哋一定系推卸责任，一定系另外一个错嘅。
They recognize they've done wrong, but they've done wrong because of this person. They're worse than me.
佢知道自己做错嘅，不过咧，佢就话系我个兄弟仲衰，系因为佢。
They blame each other.
佢哋就互相指责。
They justly make a case around their rude behavior.
咁佢哋咧就自己又系整做一个藉口，就系去解释佢自己所做嘅错事。
It is a classic story as old as time.
咁呢个就系兄弟姊妹之间互相推卸责任嘅经典。
If you don't have a sibling, God bless you.
如果你冇兄弟姊妹嘅，神祝福你啊。 But
we do this with people.
但系我哋咁样都会咁样对人嘅噃。
We look at people and we create them to look bad, or they're bad people or evil people.
我哋望住其他嘅人，如果发生事嘅时候咧，就话因为佢系坏人，所以呢啲事会发生。
And we look for ways to even make them look bad or say things to others that make that person look bad.
为了使自己合理化，甚至要想方找一些方法出来去证明他们是坏人，甚至告诉其他人他是坏人。
And even in our culture, we see that even people can villainize a group of people.
我们在我们的文化里面看到，人是甚至将一群人变成坏人。
And so our brains are naturally wired to protect ourselves.
我哋嘅脑袋咧系自然地去设计成要保护自己嘅。Just
like me touching that hot pot.
就好似我去摸呢个热嘅铁柱锅。But
our brains can't distinguish between real fear or perceived fear.
但系我哋嘅脑袋咧冇办法去分别咧一啲真正嘅恐惧同一啲系你想象嘅恐惧。So
let me share a quick example with you.
举个例俾大家。
Do you remember Y2K?
第一記唔記得公元2000年千年蟲啊?
Year 2000?
千年蟲
Maybe you weren't born yet, but year 2000 was when the world was going to end.
大家未出世我知，okay? 但係當年就係有啲人以為公元2000年呢世界就會滅亡㗎啦。The
world was going to end because computers could not figure out how to go to 2000 from 1999.
為什麼會這樣想法呢?因為他們覺得電腦不懂得由1999年轉化到2000年。If
you Google Y2K, you'll see that it was supposed to be doomsday.
如果你是去搜索Y2K這個字的時候, Y2K應該就是等於這個世界末日的意思。
Some people thought that Jesus was going to come back because computers were going to crash the world.
有人覺得當年,當日耶穌就會回來了,因為這個電腦要令世界都...
Others thought that... As computers were going to crash, that the banking system was going to crash.
咁有人咧就認為，因為電腦系統會淪陷的話咧，以致到咧呢個銀行系統都會淪陷。Power
grids were going to melt down.
電力供應系統又會斷。And
transportation was going to be chaotic.
咁然後交通系統又會極度混亂。And
none of that happened.
最後乜嘢都冇發生到。Some
people built bunkers.
有啲人甚至起咗一啲避難所。
Some people hoarded toilet paper.
有很多人是这个囤积,
and water and canned food.
粮食,
out of fear.
原因只不过因为恐惧,
perceived fear.
但是一个想象出来的恐惧。
Again, if we want to reach our full potential in Christ,
go ahead.
As individuals,
作为一个人,
but also as a church.
作为一间教会,
We need to become aware of the fear and faith spectrum.
我们要明白到是我们内里的恐惧，亦都同时要明白到我们其实内里都有信心。
Because wise, good decision making comes out of faith, not fear.
因为一个有智慧的决定是要从信心出来。
And we will talk a little bit about this later on.
我们一会会再解释一下。
But the third wall that we build
第三埲墙我们所起的呢?
Is we tell ourselves this story that I'm helpless and there is no more hope.
我哋就係話我係無助嘅，我係冇曬盼望㗎啦。This
is when fear says, "I just want to quit."
咁啊，恐懼就對你講話，誒，你收工啦。
I want to quit my relationship or quit my job, quit my faith.
我要从我嘅关系里边脱离，我要从我嘅信仰里脱离。
Because it's just too hard.
因为实在太难了。
Fear tends to want to increase in our lives, and we say this situation won't change, or this person won't change, my life won't change.
如果我哋对我哋嘅环境，对我哋身边嘅事物，我哋话呢啲唔会改变噶啦，冇办法噶啦，我哋嘅恐惧其实只会增加。
But Jesus did not come to earth.
但系主耶稣嚟到世上
and performed the greatest miracle of all.
系发行行咗呢个最伟大嘅神迹。
Through his resurrection, just to take away our sins.
佢系从死里复活，唔单止系要除去我哋嘅罪
，but to set us free from sin.
但系另外亦都系要将我哋从罪里边释放
，to reconcile us to God and to others, and to break down walls and to tear them down to be the people God's called us to be.
使我哋同人同神嘅关系复和，将呢啲嘅高墙都拆毁。
So John says.
所以约翰咁讲。
How do you tear down the walls of fear?
点样将呢啲恐惧嘅墙拆毁咧？
How do you tear down the walls of brokenness and sin and pain and guilt?
怎样将这些破碎关系痛苦的墙拆毁呢?
So John says here, dear friends, let us love one another.
亲爱的弟兄啊,我们应当彼此相爱。
For love comes from God.
因为爱是从神来的。
And this is, we know that God lives in us through the Holy Spirit.
因为我们知道神藉着圣灵住在我们里面。
And I'm going to go down a bit further on verse 16, so we know and rely on this love that God gives us.
咁因为我哋再学低啲，咁佢就话我哋要依靠住在我哋里边嘅神嘅爱。
You see, we see that in faith exemplified through the Spirit of love, not the Spirit of fear.
咁而信心系靠透过神住喺我哋嘅灵，然后用爱心去彰显嘅，而唔系透过恐惧嚟彰显。
And because of Jesus' work on the cross,
因为主耶稣在十架上嘅功课
，the supernatural work of Jesus,
神呢个主耶稣奇妙嘅神迹
，we need to put in the work as well.
我哋都需要做一啲嘅事。
Faith is not just a blind faith.
信心唔系一个盲目嘅信心。
Faith is to put trust or confidence in the Spirit of God, the love of God.
我哋嘅信心嘅意思即系话，我哋相信依靠呢个神同埋佢嘅爱。
To break down walls.
然后去拆毁呢啲嘅墙。
In our lives.
喺我哋生命里边嘅墙。
It takes work.
我哋需要咁样做。
To be set free and to be the person God's called you to be, even in the midst of our own brokenness.
就算喺我哋喺我哋嘅破碎里边，我哋需要被释放，以致到我哋能够成为神所呼召我哋嘅人。
So how do we tear down walls?
我哋点样去拆毁呢啲墙咧
？Do we blow them up?
点样炸咗佢
？Do we ignore them?
我哋或者无视佢
？Do we try to climb them?
或者爬过佢
？Well, as we see through this passage of scripture, as you go through this exercise, the first one is to name the walls.
第一个嘅方法咧，就系我哋需要辨认呢啲嘅墙。
Just like this represents my potential and your potential.
就好似呢只杯代表我嘅全人。
We all have unique walls.
我哋其实都有一啲嘅墙围绕住。
Walls that need to be replaced, but we need to be aware of them first.
首先，我哋必须要认识到我哋实在有呢啲高墙存在。
So here are some walls that we build ourselves upon.
所以咧，举个例，有一啲嘅墙咧。
These are examples of the walls that we place.
呢啲咧就系我哋一啲嘅墙啦。
And if we can go to the next slide, that would be fantastic. So these are, you don't have to go through those. Okay. But these are ways that we tend to let fear speak to us.
大家睇到后边有呢啲嘅高墙，其实我哋如果有呢啲墙存在嘅时候，就代表我哋容许恐惧喺我哋生命里边作主。
This isn't in your sermon notes, but you can take a picture of it, or if there's two or three words that jump out, you could put it in the sermon notes, or perhaps on your phone.
你呢个表咧就唔喺你嘅讲道笔记里边，你可以影咗相，或者有一两个字眼系特别对于你，你觉得系实在的话咧，你都可以写低喺你嘅笔记里边。
But we don't name these walls out of fear, but in love.
我哋辨认佢嘅时候，并不需要感觉恐惧，反而要用爱去面对。
Because God wants to transform us.
因为神要改变我哋。
And heal us of our own walls.
将我哋从呢啲高墙里边医治。
so that we can be whole and healed in Christ Jesus. And when you understand the walls that we naturally put on ourselves, and please know, there's nothing wrong with the walls. There's nothing judgmental about the walls. It's being self-aware.
当你发现原来我生命里面有这些墙的时候，请你明白到你不需要恐惧，亦都不需要去论断自己。这个是一个自我保护的机制来的。But
even now,
但是,
through the Holy Spirit speaking to you,
透过圣灵对你说话,
what walls do you put up?
你能不能够认清这些墙呢?
When you are aware, then you're able to replace your walls.
当你能够认识 这些墙之后呢,
for this exercise to be real to you, it's more than just a logical cognitive exercise.
想跟大家做一个练习,
it's not that you'll get a certificate after today's message saying, I have broken the spiritual walls or relational walls around my life.
又不是说做完这个练习之后，颁张证书给你，说你得了，怎么了，破解了这些墙了。
But to truly experience healing in Christ Jesus, this is a heart exercise.
当你要去真正经历到耶稣给你的医治的话，这个是心的练习。
We have talked about this last week, but because you are a new creation in Christ Jesus, that means you have new activities, new thoughts.
因为我们其实上个礼拜都约略提过，今日再讲清楚，就是因为我们在主里面是一个新造的人，所以我们就是要有新的练习。And
fresh encounters with the Holy Spirit.
以至到我们有新的思想去重新认识圣灵。And
so we see this even with Paul.
我们见到保罗都是这样做。
Paul says this to a young mentor E that he was working with. For God gave us not a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and self-control or discipline.
保罗对阿提摩太这么说，他说因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
Do you see here that Paul is using the same term spirit?
你见到在这里保罗都是用一个
He's talking that fear is like a spirit.
他讲到恐惧好像一个灵一样,
but the Holy Spirit
但是圣, 我们的圣灵,
that is imparted in us as followers of Jesus
是神赐给跟随基督的人,
gives us power, love, and self-control to do the work.
赐给我们是有爱、有能力, 有这个节制的能力,
and tear down the walls. A mentor, a friend of mine, puts it this way. Sounds simple, but it's a little harder in real life.
好像很容易地听,
self-control is when your conscience tells you something and you don't talk back to it.
他就说自制力就是当你的良知提醒你某件事时，你不跟他顶嘴。
I believe this is the same as the Holy Spirit.
我相信呢,
when the Holy Spirit speaks to you and me through our conscience, through the word, through worship,
当圣灵透过你的良知，透过经文，透过赞美对你说话的时候,
do you receive and listen to those words or do you talk back to the Holy Spirit?
你会不会是去接受他对你说的说话，还是你会去顶嘴呢?
It takes control, self-control.
这个是需要我们的自制力。
Through the power of the Holy Spirit,
藉着圣灵给我们的能力,
to listen,
去听,
to pause,
去停下来,
to rest,
去休息,
and to obey,
去顺服.
So let me encourage you today, this is how the Holy Spirit speaks to our walls.
所以想鼓励大家，这个是圣灵对我们的高墙所说的话。
Remember those words that you circled or those walls that perhaps you have?
或者你剛才圈低了這些高牆,
in Scripture, we see these truths over your life. So we move from fear to faith. We move from judgment that maybe you experienced to forgiven.
我们要从一些或者你经历到的论断，我们要进到去饶恕里面。
Maybe you've been overly critical or criticized even as a child. You are now full of grace.
你可能是曾经是非常之很容易去批判别人的，但是今日你是应该要满有恩典恩慈。
Sometimes we default to anger, the wall of anger, but we can find joy in the Lord.
有啲时候我哋嘅本能回应就系要去愤怒，但系现在我哋系可以得到喜乐。
Sometimes we feel worthless, but to Jesus, you're priceless.
我哋有时亦都感觉到我哋系好冇价值，但系在主里边我哋满有价值。
Maybe you feel like you think you have it all together, you're okay, but you are assured in Christ, not in the circumstances that you make.
或者有时你觉得我而家都唔错啊，但系你嘅呢个嘅信心嘅感觉究竟在你嘅环境定系在神呢？
And life tends to harden over time. The walls get bigger.
而生命当继续有唔同嘅问题出现嘅时候咧，发觉我哋呢啲高墙越起越高
，or thicker，
越嚟越厚。
But through the power of the Holy Spirit speaking to you and I today，
透过圣灵今日对你同我说话
，we can break down those walls， tear down those walls of fear， pain and brokenness。
可以将呢啲嘅破碎痛苦。嘅恐惧嘅高墙拆毁。
And this is a cognitive exercise.
呢个系你头脑上面一个转变啦。
As well as a spiritual one.
同样，更重要系你心灵里边一个转变。
So let's pause today.
所以今日暂停一下。
And let the Holy Spirit speak truth to you.
让圣灵真理讲在你心里边。
In the midst of the walls that we put up.
喺面对你嘅高墙。
A few weeks ago, I was invited to speak at a local church in the Okanagan.
早几个礼拜咧，我去到中部嘅地方咧，就讲道。
And they asked me to speak on information overload from a digital age.
咁就讲到话呢个科技世界，我哋点样系被充斥住呢啲资讯咧
？And I did my doctorate on information and spiritual formation around digital spaces.
大家都知啦，我嘅博士论文咧就系关于喺呢个科技世界里边，我哋点样做出我哋属灵生命。
So I brought a few books with me.
咁我带咗几本书去啦。
And I spoke about what I spoke about.
我讲咗我嘅讲道啦。
And then after service, I had a little booth with some books there.
完咗讲道之后，喺后边就有个摊位啦。
And so after the services, people were coming in asking me questions and wanting me to write something in the book. Blah blah blah. Bought my book. Don't say it. Whatever.
完咗之后咧，有啲人嚟同我倾偈啦，又叫我写啲嘢啦，然后同我买我嘅书啦。
And an elderly woman was waiting in line to get her book signed.
有一位老姊妹咧，佢就揸住个书，希望得到我嘅签名。
And there was tears in her eyes.
喺佢眼中有泪光。
And she's like, "I'm crying not because of your message."
佢话我喊唔系因为你讲得好讲道讲得好差
，but my circumstances.
但系因为我嘅环境。
She talked about how she got sick.
佢讲到话佢病咗。
And she was bedridden in recovery.
系必须要瞓喺床度。
She had to stay in bed. She was off work, and she was so bored.
咁佢因为又做唔到嘢，一定要瞓喺床度，咁啊非常之闷。
And during that time, she started to go on her digital device, and 2 hours became 4 hours, and 4 hours became 8 hours.
咁佢就开始咧攞个电话出嚟碌啦，碌一开始碌两个钟，碌又碌下四个钟，再碌又碌八个钟。
And she talked about the walls and the brokenness that she experienced as a person was being fed by her digital practices.
佢话佢呢个因为佢恐惧同埋佢嘅破碎喺佢生命所起嘅高墙咧，因为呢支嘅碌电话得到嘅资讯咧就越捉越厚。
Those old habits of anger and overwhelmingness from screen fatigue was real for her. She started to numb out by going on digital devices.
佢一路系咁碌嘅时候咧，佢就
She numbed out from her pain by going on digital devices.
Because she felt that she was looking at the phone, she
couldn't deal with her
broken heart.
And she became quite fearful of the world.
And then she started to feel more fear of this world.
And the spirit of fear that overtook this seasoned woman of Christ.
This fear of fear.就系控制咗呢一个已经信主多年嘅姊妹
，was overwhelming her，
令到佢感觉到无助
，overtaking her，
系控制咗佢。
And she realized that day that she needed to break down those walls。
喺嗰日听完道之后，佢知道佢要打破呢啲墙。
And not to base her life on the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love, the Holy Spirit。
唔能够再用一个恐惧嘅灵去面对世界，要用呢个爱嘅灵圣灵去面对世界。
But for her, she needed to realize that she needed to put in the work, because she didn't realize how much time she was spending and how much it was harming her.
但是她要去拆毁这些高墙第一样东西,她必须要认清到她有这些墙,
and I want to encourage you today that finally we tear down walls by giving them to Jesus.
最后我想鼓励大家,就是你要拆毁这些墙,要交给耶稣。
We give our walls to him. This is not a self-help exercise. This is why Jesus came from heaven to earth. He came to tear down relational walls. Religious walls. Spiritual walls. Physical walls. Jesus is the ultimate example. He's not scared of your walls. He won't yell or judge you about the walls. He won't isolate you or say, go to a different church wall. He wants to tear down the walls so that you can reach your full potential in Christ Jesus. This is what Jesus promises, friends. Because carrying the walls in your life can be quite exhausting. Full of burdens and fears. When you give your walls to Jesus, he promises this in Matthew 11:28-30. You know the passage of Scripture, but it's a promise for you today. Come to me, he says, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest.
凡勞苦擔重擔的人可以到我這裡來,我就必使你們得安息。Rest
in your soul.
使你們心裡柔和謙卑。Rest
in your emotions.
在你的情感裡面休息。Rest
in your mind.
在你的心靈頭腦得到休息。And
because of that, you can find rest in your relationships.
因為這樣,如果你能夠在你的關係裡面得到安息。With
your families.
你的家庭。
With your work,
你的工作,
even when you're overworked,
就算你是已经超时工作,
maybe you've been unappreciated,
或者没人去欣赏你,
you can still find rest because you've been centered on this promise.
但就算如此, 你都仍然能够找到安息, 因为这段的经文,
as Jesus gives you rest.
因为这个是主耶稣赐给你的安息,
I encourage you as a person of faith as well as a church.
我希望鼓励你,教会去鼓励你,我们凭信心去鼓励你,
not to live in the spirit of fear,
不要活在恐惧的灵之中,
but the spirit of faith,
但活在有信心的灵之中,
and where the Holy Spirit has ultimate control over your life.
使圣灵在能够在你的生命里面得到完全的掌权,
because the promise is rest,
神赐给你安息的应许,
and a soft heart towards the Lord, even when hard things come in our life.
就算是,
I'm going to ask the worship team to come forward today.
我現在請讚美小組再上來。
As I was writing today's message, I felt like the Holy Spirit wanted me to go through a spiritual exercise with you today. It's not in your sermon notes today, but it will be on the screen behind me. But it's a focused prayer that you can pray today. When you look through the scriptures, when people pray specifically, God answers specifically.
你發覺很多時候在經文裏面,如果我們的禱告是很集中的時候,神其實也都是很清晰,我們的禱告很清晰的時候,神也都很清晰地去回答我們。When
we pray in focused ways,
當我們的祈求是清晰的時候,
the promise is all of heaven focuses.
天上所有的應許都是很清晰的。
On answering this prayer
去回应我们的祷告,
and setting you free,
使我们得自由,
and setting our church free,
使我们的教会得自由,
to reach our full potential,
使我们的教会都能够活出神的,
as individuals,
作为一个个体,
but also as a church.
作为一个教会,
And before we worship today, I want to pray this prayer over you.
就是在我们敬拜之前，我希望将这个祷告为大家祈祷。
With you.
同你们一起去祈。
And alongside you.
同你们一起同行这条路。
In the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣的名。
By the power of his name and his resurrection.
藉着他的大能和复活的权柄。
I bind any spirits and powers of fear that have attached themselves based on my unique hurts, hang-ups, and habits.
我捆绑一切因着我生命中的伤害、捆绑和习惯而附在在我身上的恐惧、权势和灵。
As followers of Jesus, we have the confidence to say this.
我们作为主耶稣基督和跟随者，我们有信心这样去说。
I now command.
我现在奉耶稣的名宣告。
Not in our own powers.
不是靠着我们的能力。
But in the name of Jesus,
是奉主耶稣的名宣告,
by faith,
凭着信,
to fill me,
充满我,
and to heal me,
医治我,
and to hit with his love and power,
以他的爱和能力,
I pray that the perfect peace of Jesus will fill me with the light of his love,
我祈求耶稣所赐完全平安充满我, 以他的爱光照亮我,
guarding my heart and my mind from any walls I may have built up over the years.
保守我的心思意念不再被多年来所建立的墙所控制。
And by faith, Lord, let there be no place of darkness.
凭着信心我宣告任何黑暗、伤口、痛苦。
Past wounds.
过去的捆绑和旧有习惯。
Present hurts.
或者现在新有的痛苦。
Consequential hang-ups and habits.
所有这些的伤口。
To have any influence in my life.
都不再在我的生命里面掌权或者影响我。
We pray these things.
凭着主耶稣的名。
In the mighty name of Jesus.
凭着耶稣大能的名。
Amen.
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 Let's stand together.
让我一同起立。